Ah, the minor leagues. A place where you can watch professional talent without paying major league prices. While the cost of the average Major League Baseball ticket is around $30, a family of four can attend a minor league baseball game for around $60. Kevin McAllister, an associate professor of sports management at Springfield College, explained what minor league sports offers to the average consumer.
Minor league sports has a number of key attractions. Number one, of course, is price. And for the most part, it's much cheaper to go with a family of four to the New Britain Rockettes or the Springfield Falcons. You can do that for one night for the family of four for less than the price of one person going to, say, the Boston Celtics or the Boston Bruins. So cost is a huge factor in this. The other part is, as you talk about a family of four, obviously it's family friendly. If you were to go down to the New Britain Rockettes, you would see bounce houses and family playscapes that attract, obviously, families with children who aren't just interested in baseball. They'd be going down there to have some fun and take in the whole experience.
The fan experience is what the Springfield Armor, the NBA Developmental League affiliate of the Brooklyn Nets, focuses on when fans visit the MassMutual Center for Armor home games. Armor President Alex Schwerin explains.
Every game we try to create different entertainment, whether it be throwing t-shirts into the crowd or getting fans down on the court to participate in contests during timeouts or having certain theme nights that, you know, can change up the entertainment, you know, whether it's a mascot birthday where we're bringing in other mascots or whether it's we have a Brooklyn Nets night where the Brooklyn Nets mascot and their dancers come up from Brooklyn to entertain our fans.
The Lowell Spinners, the Class A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, sold out 413 consecutive home games between 1999 and 2010. Many attribute the streak to the team playing in the heart of Red Sox Nation. Director of Media Relations John Boswell credits the team's dedication to creating the best fan experience possible.
It wasn't simply an open the doors and here come the fans. It was we were putting these themes together, we were putting these packages together, and that's really what drove the fan traffic. You know, and people had such a great time that they'd buy more tickets. They were buying their tickets earlier and earlier, so by the time that our season rolled around, you already couldn't get any tickets.
While success is usually defined by the win and loss column in sport, the purpose of the minor leagues is to develop talent for franchises in the major leagues. Kevin McAllister explains what the minor league franchises must do to stay afloat while putting wins on the back burner.
You have to redefine success. All of these franchises have to focus on the players of tomorrow. And that's, you know, really what they promote. They use it as part of their advertising, and that kind of gets people in the door to hopefully see these future stars. And, you know, of course, once these stars make it big, they, of course, promote these players in future advertising.
Doug Badema, the chair of the Department of Communication at Western New England University, shares a memory of a baseball Hall of Famer he saw play in the minor leagues.
I got to see Ricky Henderson play when he was an A-ball. That was really cool, and you could tell even then that he was going to be a star.
Fans are generally most interested in the future stars of their favorite team. The Lowell Spinners have the luxury of playing in the middle of Red Sox crazy Eastern Massachusetts. John Boswell talks about the advantage of the franchise's location.
It's huge. You look to the north, and there's a team in Manchester that has affiliation with the Blue Jays. Well, when they market their product, what do they market? They market themselves playing the Portland Sea Dogs, a Red Sox affiliate. So the fact that we have the Red Sox name that we can tie to our brand is huge.
The Springfield Armor is located in Springfield, Massachusetts, the birthplace of basketball. They play their home games blocks from the Basketball Hall of Fame. Schwerin explains how the Armor uses the Hall of Fame to their advantage.
One of the new things we did this year was we created a ticket package with the Hall of Fame where you could basically buy a ticket to the Hall of Fame, admission to the Hall of Fame, and a ticket to an Armor game all in one package. So we've tried to, you know, be collaborative in terms of our efforts with them to help drive traffic to the Hall of Fame, as well as, you know, have the Hall of Fame driving traffic to our games.
Minor league franchises look to connect with the community to sell tickets and make ends meet. The Rochester Red Wings have been playing games in Rochester, New York since 1899. Over the years, the Red Wings have built a close bond with the people of Rochester. Doug Badema talks about that connection.
Sometimes people will bring their families to the ballpark, not just because it's cheaper than going to see an NFL, NBA, MLB game, not just because it's closer, but also because there's a historical connection there. So, for instance, people go to see Rochester Red Wings games in upstate New York in part because their grandparents may have gone to see those games. They may have taken them, their children when those when their grandparents' children were kids, and then those parents would bring their children because it's a tradition.
Kevin McAllister credits price, location, and the development of stars as the three factors that draw fans to the minor leagues and allows those smaller franchises to turn a profit, even when competing for big league attention. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Pat O'Rourke, WAMC.